In apparently unrelated violence today, 6 Israelis were killed and dozens wounded when Palestinian gunmen opened fire in a town in northern Israel. The 2 attackers were killed. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade has claimed responsibility. That attack came as members of Israel's ruling Likud party cast ballots for a party leader. Early results are confirming a win by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, whose party is also widely favored in Israel's national election in January. NPR's Linda Gradstein has more.
Witnesses said the 2 gunmen jumped out of a car in the center of Beit Shan and began firing in all directions. One gunman ran toward the central bus station, the other into the local branch of Israel's ruling Likud party, where voters were casting ballots for party leader. Jackie Levy, who was wounded in the attack, said it seemed well planned. They were 2 young men, he said. They made sure that each person they shot was dead before moving on to the next person. Levy is the son of Knesset member and former foreign minister David Levy. In all, 3 of David Levy's sons were wounded in the attack, 1 seriously. Amit Dadon, an off-duty Israeli soldier, said he killed one of the gunmen. One of the terrorists was lying on the ground with a Kalashnikov rifle next to him, he said. I shot him 2 in the neck and began to help with the wounded. The Likud office is next to a nursery school that was filled with children at the time of the incident. Witnesses said they heard screaming from inside the school as the shooting raged, but there were no reports of children among the wounded. The Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, an offshoot of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, claimed responsibility for the attack. In a statement, the group said it was in retaliation for the killing of 2 militants in the Jenin refugee camp earlier this week in an explosion. The Israeli army denied any involvement. At a news conference after today's attack, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said it was aimed at influencing the election process in Israel. He spoke after reports of a low turnout in the primary elections.
The elections are a democratic process here. The only thing I called this evening that all the members of the Likud party, disregarding what did happen, will go out now, come and vote. That's what I asked them to do.
By the time the polls closed, about half of eligible Likud voters had cast their ballots. Early returns confirmed a large victory for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon over Foreign Minister and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu had positioned himself to the right of Sharon, a move that appealed to some voters. But most here seemed to agree with Yehuda Gabay, a disabled veteran who voted for Ariel Sharon. He's a leader with confidence, he said. Netanyahu can be foreign minister. He speaks great English. But we need a leader with real stature like Ariel Sharon. Meanwhile, a 3-year-old Palestinian boy was killed in the West Bank city of Hebron today. Israeli military sources said he was hit by shrapnel from a bomb thrown at Israeli troops. Palestinian witnesses said he died from a stray Israeli bullet. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.